The Osgood Files, sponsored by Cassidy Turley. Discover clarity in commercial real estate services. Discover the value of market intelligence. Discover Cassidy Turley. This is Dave Ross.
My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
We certainly know where the Speaker of the House stands on the IRS scandal, but this could also have an unintended effect, which, come to think of it, may not be so unintended after all. More after this from Charlie. No one, Republican or Democrat, is trying to justify the IRS's targeting of conservative social welfare groups seeking tax-exempt status. Speaker Boehner wants action.
We need to know who they are, whether they violated the law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell demands action.
Basically, all we've gotten is an attempt to scapegoat some folks out in Cincinnati.
Attorney General Eric Holder promises to take action.
Anybody who has broken the law will be held accountable.
So there will be action. But the result of this action is likely to be that IRS agents will just abandon their crackdown on the type of organization targeted by these investigations, the 501c4 social welfare organization. Political activities don't usually get a tax exemption. But under the 501c4 rule, as long as a group can prove it spends a majority of its time on, quote, social welfare activities, it gets the exemptions, and even more important, gets to keep its donor list secret. The pro-Barack Obama group, Priorities USA, is a 501c4 engaged in social welfare. And so is Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS, which just ran that anti-Hillary Clinton ad. The IRS, in its ham-handed way, was investigating whether these groups are truly into social welfare or are just a way for donors to spend money on political campaigns without disclosing their names. But now, that investigation is very likely to quietly fade away. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.